Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. I want to talk about the Aurora Borealis. The Aurora Borealis is considered a plasma event rather than a cosmic wind event. Plasma is a state of matter in which atoms are ionized, meaning they have lost or gained electrons and become charged particles. In the case of the Aurora Borealis, the interaction between the energetic particles from the solar wind and the atoms in the Earth's upper atmosphere creates a plasma state. The Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights, is closely linked to the Birkeland currents. The Birkeland currents are electrical currents that flow to the Earth's upper atmosphere and are responsible for the creation of the Northern Lights. These currents were first theorized by Norwegian scientist Kristin Birkeland in the early 20th century. Birkeland proposed that the Aurora Borealis is caused by electrical charged particles from the sun that are guided into the polar atmosphere by the Earth's geomagnetic field. He believed that the sun emitted a stream of charged particles known as the solar wind, which entered the Earth's magnetic field and created electric currents in the atmosphere, resulting in the Aurora Borealis. The Birkeland currents flow in a circuit with entry and exit points in the Earth's upper atmosphere. The currents flow earthwards down the morning side of the Earth's ionosphere around the polar regions and spacewards up the evening side of the ionosphere. These currents are sometimes referred to as auroral electrojets. When the supersonic solar winds from the sun interact with the Earth's magnetic field, a powerful electrical current occurs, generating millions of amperes of current that drive the dazzling auroras. These Birkeland currents connect the ionosphere to the magnetosphere and channel solar wind energy to the Earth's upper atmosphere. The strength of the Lorentz field and the shape of the electromagnetic field can be determined from the Birkeland current. The Lorentz force, which is a force experienced by charged particles moving through an electric field and a magnetic field, plays a crucial role in the understanding the behavior of the Birkeland current. The Lorentz force on the charged particle can be expressed as F equals QE plus VX of B, where Q is the charge of the particle, E is the electric field, V is the velocity of the particle, and B is the magnetic field. In the case of the Birkeland current, so what that's saying is that the field can be expressed, or Lorentz force can be expressed as charge of a particle, electric field, velocity of those particles, and the resulting magnetic field that's generated. In the case of the Birkeland current, the Lorentz force acts on the charged particles flowing along the geomagnetic field lines connecting the Earth's magnetosphere to the ionic sphere. The Birkeland current is a set of electrical currents that flow along the geomagnetic field lines. These currents are driven by solar winds, interplanetary magnetic field, and bulk motions of plasma through the magnetosphere. The strength of the Birkeland currents changes with the activity in the magnetosphere, such as during thunderstorms. The Birkeland currents flow through the region of the Royal Electrojet in the high latitude ionosphere, which is perpendicular to the local magnetic field. The interaction between the Birkeland currents and the magnetic fields leads to the creation of auroras, such as the Aurora Borealis and the Aurora Australis. The plasma generated at the electrical current and the Lorentz force. The Lorentz force was perpendicular to the electromagnetic field and 90 degrees to the electric current on the XY plane with the ion being accelerated along the Z plane. Lorentz force accelerates the positive charged ions. The Lorentz force, which is the force experienced by a charged particle moving through the electric field and a magnetic field, plays a role in accelerating the movement of charged particles in the aurora borealis. The Lorentz force acts perpendicular to both the magnetic field and the velocity of the charged particles. In the case of the aurora borealis, the Lorentz force accelerates the charged particles along the Earth's magnetic field lines, causing them to collide with the atmosphere and produce the beautiful light display.